the rest of the story. In the entire prestigious history of London's Tate Gallery, there has never been a controversy like this, like the one in February of 1976. If an artist had burned the Union Jack in the Arts Gallery lobby, Londoners could not have been more outraged. And in the eye of the firestorm was an American artist named Carl Andre. New Yorkers had relished his work since the 50s. Many devotees of the school of art, called minimalism, had hailed Andre as their fearless leader. But in 1976 in England, the tide of public opinion rose against him. And the reason, well, the reason is the rest of the story. No matter how many legal guidelines are laid down, no matter how many pornographers masquerading as artists get away with it, there will never be a definition of obscenity that satisfies everybody. But if a vote had been taken in London 15 years ago, a majority would surely have called that Carl Andre sculpture on the floor of the Tate Gallery obscene. Now, the British have no First Amendment as such, but that does not stop the trash apologists from declaring some sacred privilege to exhibit garbage in the name of art. So the Tate Gallery was adamant that not only did this Carl Andre fellow have a right to express himself, but the Tate Gallery had a responsibility to assist him in the process. And there, right smack in the middle of the floor of the Grand Exhibition Hall, sat this... Come to think of it, I'm not sure its creator even bothered to name it. True enough, gallery traffic increased tremendously due to the controversy. That in itself suited the Tate management just fine. But then one day the predictable occurred. A young man entered the gallery, unobtrusive at first among the throng of incensed gawkers. But concealed beneath a winter coat was a spray can of blue paint. As he passed Carl Andre's dubious masterpiece, viewers jeering at it on either side of him and muttering about taxpayers' money, he swiftly withdrew the spray can and squeezed the nozzle, and it was a bullseye. And only then, at long last, did the gallery administration decide to remove the Andre sculpture and place it in storage permanently. To this day, there sits in a closet somewhere Carl Andre's artwork, paid for with the equivalent of $12,000 of public revenue, a sculpture consisting of a pile of 120 unconnected bricks. Bricks. Nothing more. Just a pile of bricks. It took something that ridiculous to get the attention of an otherwise artistically intimidated public. And there is yet one more reason that gallery patrons were so furious. They were not only ashamed of the so-called sculpture, they were ashamed of themselves. They were ashamed of themselves for not having known, for not having realized that Carl Andre's untitled pile of bricks had been sitting on the very same spot since the gallery had acquired it in 1972, 4 years before. You see, all those years, visitors had simply assumed that part of the gallery was under construction. Only now they, and you, know the rest of the story.